The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today's gospel is talking about that openness of heart to the Word of God. Now, in the case of the apostles and Jesus, it's kind of an interesting case study because here Jesus is, he's barely 30 years old, and he has the wisdom and the rabbinical training, you know, of somebody who is much, much older. And the apostles, some of whom are actually older than Jesus, are, you know, trying to figure out, you know, first of all, you know, how do I get on the same wavelength with this guy? And the answer is they're not on his wavelength. But the fact is they're trying, you know, they're trying to have an open heart. And so Jesus recognizes this, right? Because that's the main thing. Jesus didn't pre-qualify the apostles in terms of, you know, their rabbinical knowledge, their theological knowledge, their scriptural knowledge, right? He doesn't pre-qualify them. But instead, he pre-qualifies them on their openness, their desire to follow him, their desire to listen to him, and their trust in him. Those are the things that are going to count. Because if those things are in place, then the Holy Spirit can work in within them. All they have to do is kind of get, you know, the outline of what Jesus has to give them, and the rest will be, you know, kind of the Holy Spirit will elucidate and will fill in and will give them a wisdom far beyond the education, the formal education or the rabbinical education that they certainly did not have. So the idea for Jesus then in the boat is, you know, he's telling them, you know, I'm just cautioning you. The one thing you can really do to upset the apple cart, the one thing you can really do to sort of put an obstacle in, you know, in the middle of this path to your discipleship is to not have an open heart or to have a hardened heart. Now, of course, you look at it and you just think, Jesus is asking them, beware the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod. And they take it immediately that the leaven, that must apply to the bread that they were just talking about. Can see how that could happen, especially because they don't have a real education. They don't have a real context, you know, and so forth. But Jesus uses this as the occasion when he says, are your hearts hardened? That is a rhetorical question, right? It's like he's asking them to consider for themselves, perhaps not about this particular issue, because, whenever the rabbi asks a question, remember, it can go way beyond any particular circumstance. And so, of course, Jesus is asking them the question and asking us the question right through 2,000 years of history. Are your hearts hardened? Because if your hearts are not hardened, if you really want to hear the truth, if you really want to know what my teaching is, if you really have an open heart, then the Holy Spirit's going to work through you, and nothing is going to stop the Spirit from giving you the wisdom you need. Yes, you're going to have a certain amount of learning. You're going to have a certain amount of study of Scripture, a certain amount of study of the New Testament. But I can tell you just from the spiritual life of children alone, just with the minimum of knowledge, you can have spiritual wisdom far beyond your years. I certainly think this happened to me in my own life when I was a little kid. I certainly have experienced it with other little kids who just, they say things and you go, wow, where did you get that from? You know, I dunk it up myself. Amazing. absolutely amazing because, of course, the Spirit is working through that kid with the most minimum Baltimore Catechism kind of understanding. They can get it. And they sometimes get it profoundly, and they sometimes get it right through the heart, testifying to the power of the Spirit. What's my point? The question that Jesus is asking his disciples goes beyond the leaven of the Pharisees issue. It goes to a real existential issue. What's going on inside of you? Do you want to hear my words and hear my truth, or do you want to kind of shuffle it and interpret it? And they're asking us, and he's asking us the very same question. You know, do you want to hear my truth and so forth? I have to admit for myself, yikorama, you know, I mean, I do want to listen to the truth. I really want to hear his word. I really want to know. But there are days when I'd like to say, I've got another interpretation of this, Lord. I just checking it out with you, but don't tell me now that you're disagreeing with my interpretation. So it's kind of like the old, I'm going to put you on delay. And that's my way of hardening my heart. And I've done it before. I've done it when I want to rationalize something. I've done it when I don't feel right about something. I've done it when, you know, the church comes out with a teaching. I'm going, I don't know what this means, you know, so forth and so on. Things happen. And, of course, it takes me some time to get my act together. By no means perfect. But I do know one thing. This is a great question for me to ask with the Lord in my prayer. You know, is my heart open? Do I really want to hear what Jesus intended? Do I really want to hear his truth? And you can't play Murphy's Law games with this. You can't say that the bad news is Jesus' truth. In point of fact, the good news is Jesus' truth. Jesus' truth is that, you know, he wants to save, his Father wants to save all of us, that his love is unconditionally merciful, that, you know, if we keep trying to stay on the road, we're going to get to heaven. But we also want to be open to the fullness of that truth. Why? So that we can expedite the path to our salvation. Secondly, so that we can be real truth sayers to the people around us and not deceive us. And third, that we can be great evangelizers and bring the truth of Jesus and his church to the world. If we did that, boy, what a great life that would be. At the end of the day, it might have its miseries to bring the truth, but at the end of the day, it would be a truly efficacious life that would fill us with joy for eternity. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.